Hello, Peter. Welcome back.
Thank you, Linda.
We're talking about one of the biggest events in the year as far as the cinema world is concerned. And I'm thinking of the Cannes Film Festival, which, if I'm not mistaken, runs from the 13th to the 24th of May.
Yes, it's quite a long festival, really. And the critics have to start at 8:30 in the morning and could be finishing at 11 o'clock at night. So they can be long days.
So you're not promenading on the Lido?
No, I find, actually, whenever I've gone down, whatever the glamour, so-called, of the past, doesn't seem to be there very much in recent years. I think the market is the main interest, the screening of the films, and the red carpet, which is, I suppose, where you can see the celebrities, but Otherwise, not much.
Right, so the red carpet is what we get on television. But anyway, it always does produce some interesting films, and if I'm not mistaken, it's quite an articulate film festival with diverse prizes. Can you tell us about it?
It is. They have the various competitions. There's the main international competition, and then there's what they call Un Certain Regard. And I think people who don't get chosen for the competition go into that second level, so to speak. They also have a director's fortnight, and they also have Critics Week, as well as special screenings. So there's no shortage of films to see.
And especially interesting to us is this ecumenical jury that is present in Cannes with a special prize of its own, right?
Well, that's where I come in, so to speak. Yes, it's one we've had in Cannes for over 50 years. In the 1950s, the Church's Organisation for Cinema, which was called OCIC, which was the French Catholic Organisation for Cinema International, started an award. We'd already had one in Venice from 1948. So this one came in the early 50s. It continued on for the decades, and we found that by the 1970s, the Protestant group Interfilm, which had begun in 1955, started to give prizes as well. And people with an ecumenical frame of mind suggested that actually we combine. So in 1973, in fact, in Locarno in Switzerland, there was the first ecumenical jury, and in Cannes in 1974. So it's the 35th anniversary of ecumenical collaboration between the churches in Cannes.
Now, Cygnus actually chooses the people to sit on this jury, am I mistaken?
We're very democratic ecumenically.
Yes.
So there's three Protestants and three Catholics. And I'd have to say, I hope there are not too many French people listening, but the French are very fussy about who can speak French or not. So they've issued a bit of an edict that unless you speak very good French, no chance on the ecumenical jury. Some have winged it. I've winged it a bit. But other than the two French, each of us chooses two international members. I know this year we've got somebody from Quebec is going to represent a different kind of French speaking, which will be interesting to hear the French's comments on their accent.
And who is the president of the jury this year?
We alternate. So this year it'll be a Catholic. Last year it was a Protestant. We've actually got, I should say, about 14 ecumenical juries around the world. And that's the way we tend to operate alternate years. Each denomination has president.
Now, talking about this ecumenical award, one may think that the films that are competing could be strictly related to religion. They're not at all, are they? There are all sorts of films that compete in this section. I see a list of films that have won the ecumenical prize, and they include Secret and Lies by Mike Leigh and All About My Mother by Almodovar, Babel in 2006.
Yes, the range is quite extensive, and we say to people, I suppose this is a dialogue kind of thing, we're looking for human values that as Christians we share with people who are not of faith or people who are of other faiths, and that's the common denominator. I suppose in our Christian language we'd say gospel values. So it's the humanity, the human condition, the light that the film throws on that, and some of the ones that you've mentioned, Secrets and Lies, had its moments of grimness, but to me it was one of our best winners and very insightful, I thought. Last year there was a very good film from Canada called Adoration by Atima Goyan, which was actually a bit more explicitly religious than some. So it's not necessary, but I think it's the films with values that we look for.
Now, Peter, in your view, what is the value of having the church or representatives of the church involved in an operation such as this?
That's a very good question, but I don't think we've got time to answer it. But let me give you at least some indication. One of the things I like to say is that the church organisations support Catholics who work in the different media, but the organisation serves as a bridge between the church and the professional world, say, of cinema. And when we look back at the history of the church, there's a 2,000-year history of the development of the arts. And I think that developed in the 20th century, not always easily, and some people are prone to raise protests about certain films. Angels and Demons is coming soon, so it's still with us. But there has been a whole tradition of the church as patron of the arts or a collaborator with the arts, and I think the film juries are in that tradition.
So you were saying a bridge, the church as a bridge between the world of cinema and the spiritual aspirations, the spiritual needs of the public, seeing cinema is in fact such a powerful medium.
And I think that the professional filmmakers, when they win our prizes, appreciate this. At various juries that I've been to, and I've explained what my job is, they say, oh, we didn't know the church had that kind of organisation, or else they say, oh, and your job is to censor, is it? So I wring my hands and say, no, it isn't, and then explain about the bridge. And then they realise that there's a credibility in the church that appreciates the arts and the exploration of themes in a creative kind of way. And a lot of them, for instance, Ken Loach has almost the most awards from ecumenical or Osic Signius juries, and yet I doubt whether he's a Christian, but he was our special guest in 2004 for the 30th anniversary, and he willingly came and spoke and met people because he valued what we're doing.
Yes, I see. He won with the film Land and Freedom in 1995.
Yes, he said actually when he got a phone call from the churches, he thought he was going to be condemned and excommunicated and was delighted to find that he had a prize. He also said that in recent years he's been working with a Scots writer, Paul Laverty, who has spent some time as a seminarian in the Scots College in Rome. And in fact, there's in the program this year, there's another Loach-Laverty collaboration. And Loach said that he discovered working with him that the Catholic Church wasn't a monolith, and he appreciated the nuances of the various affiliations and aspects of belief.
That makes me happy, seeing I'm definitely a Ken Loach fan. Are you referring to the film that's actually running for the main prize, Looking for Eric?
Looking for Eric is in competition this year, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about the competition as such? What is it, the La Palme d'Or that is won in Cannes?
Yes, the international jury gives a lot of awards. And I'd like to talk next week, actually, about some of the films that are being screened so that you can get that overview. But the main prize is actually called the Palme d'Or, but there are jury prizes, acting and directing prizes as well. So it's not just a focus on one, but that's, of course, the highest prize. By the way, Ken Loach won it 2 years ago with The Wind That Shakes the Barley.
Ah, that's right, on Northern Ireland. This year's first for the as a gala opener, I see there's a presentation of the newest Disney Pixar production.
Yes, it's raised a number of eyebrows, even though the name of the film is Up. But I was just in America recently. I just thought I'd pass that on. But a lot of controversy from the publicists who are really upset about the film, because the central character is a 78-year-old who wants to fly, and apparently there's not much merchandising possible for the 78-year-olds from this kind of film, let alone for the youngsters. And they think that Up is might be critically received, but for merchandise, it's a dead loss. So it'll be interesting to see how the film goes.
It looks really nice. I had a peek at the trailer, and I see it's in 3D as well. Does that mean that, you know, the jurors and the public will be sitting there with those goofy glasses on?
They'll have their glasses on or watching it. But there has been a bit of a tradition of animation films in Cannes. The breakthrough was Shrek, and I remember thinking that the critics' audience that I was sitting amongst were really enjoying it, and so they had the second Shrek film there as well. So there's a bit of a tradition for animation in Cannes.
And let's also end with a note on the president of the jury this year is a woman, Isabelle Huppert.
Yes, she's won several awards. I remember in 2001 she won Best Actress for a film called The Music Teacher or The Piano Teacher, a rather grim film, but she's a very versatile actress, so it will be interesting to see whether she influences the jury or not.
Okay, Peter, thank you very, very much.